Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys?
Joe Cowley.
They have deemed some of their players almost untouchable because they feel like a couple of these guys are future superstars. I'm not seeing future superstar.
You need a front office that has the cojones to let go of their own draft picks and stop falling in love with, hey, we got Markkanen at 7. Good. You have to have the mentality, we drafted another asset to trade and get even a better guy. Not that we drafted Lauri Markkanen, who is future superstar, because I'm not seeing future superstar. I don't know if he and Zach LaVine can coexist. Look around the NBA. This is a superstar league. This isn't a, hey, we got a really good team full of a couple all-stars. The thinking for this front office is flawed. They are going, let's get back to the playoffs and put asses in the seats instead of let's going after a championship.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays on the Score.
Bernstein and McKnight broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, home of the Tucson and Santa Fe Sport. Ian Happ of the Cubs, always interesting. He will join us at 10:20. A lot to talk about with him. Midday Midway at 11. Mark Schanowski, 11:40. Hub Arkish at noon. Three separate chances to win $1,000 in cash as soon as I give you a lucky text keyword. Might be lucky for you on this hump day. It is Wednesday, right?
Yeah, okay. Wednesday.
Yeah, what? Already. I know. It's amazing.
Strange.
312-644-6767 is our phone number at WSCR The Score. You email us at Bernstein and McKnight at 670thescore.com. You go there to listen to us live because we are streaming at 670thescore.com. If you want to text, you can. If you want to sext, you can. We get those too at 67011. When you send something, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein underscore MCK. He's at C1 McKnight. I am at Dan underscore Bernstein. You must download the radio.com app.
Download it.
That way you can stream the Score on your mobile devices. Want to interact with the show and the station on Facebook? Okay, you can like the 670 The Score page, and you have the opportunity to do that. You can also see us as well. These cameras are the video feed at Facebook Live and watch 670thescore.com, directed by Brian Gertsch. And the producers, they are Jay Zawoski.
Well, listen, good luck. Welcome to the metropolitan area. Good luck this season. Thanks for a couple minutes. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mike.
My pleasure, Adam. Thank you. All right, Adam Gase, the head coach of the Giants.
No.
Wow, that's a story. Maybe that's why his eyes were so weird.
No.
No.
Francesca's going to have weeks just going over the Adam Gase eyes things. Like, instead of, you know how he just kind of like pauses, stops, and loses tracks of things and then keeps on going back, like finds more tracks to go down?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be the Adam Gase eye thing. That's where he's going to head.
On the board, Rick Camp.
Chabon, how are you?
I'm all gravy, baby. The commissioner's job is to bring in the next batch of fans. They don't think of hockey like you think of hockey from back in the day. You have to cater to the internet, millennials. They're entertaining.
They're ruining the game is what they're doing.
For you,
and these millennials know nothing about the game
of
hockey.
You're still a fan, right? You're still a fan, right?
Of course I am.
The internet, millennials.
Wait.
No, he said millenniums.
Millenniums.
Oh, no, that's what Les said.
Yeah, he said millenniums are...
The caller got
wait,
it right.
They're ruining hockey now? I was certain that these millenniums know nothing about the game
but
of hockey. What?
That's beautiful. We don't know anything about the game of hockey.
Well, you don't know anything about cricket, but that's by design.
No, nothing about that. Nothing about hockey. It's not like millennials in this town specifically have had three Stanley Cup championships to watch celebrate and learn about the game from one of the best hockey analysts in the business. Mm-hmm. No, no, no. That hasn't happened for us.
And it isn't just the Les's millenniums that don't know anything about hockey. Nobody knows anything about hockey is really the truth. I don't see Ray. Is he here? Okay.
He just walked in.
Oh.
Like moments ago. He Ray? Walked into the door.
I was.
Turned the lights on.
Unavoidably detained.
He was in front of you.
Oh.
Well, it happened.
I missed it. He's in the back doing what he does, the Mexicutioner, Ray Diaz.
Now they're having an issue with the clock.
It's really messed up. Man.
Guy in the crowd who said it's really messed up and we want to stop our tacos.
You're trying to stop us from getting tacos.
Harrison with the left hand.
First one is good. Give me one more sack.
And the crowd.
Give me one more. The crowd is restless right now.
And me too.
No soup for you and no tacos either. Way to go, Sack.
How do they get the tacos?
By winning and not giving up 100 points.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
I think Stacey King still had tacos.
I'm still having tacos. I'm in your face, Los Angeles.
It's really messed up. Man. It's time to stop us from getting tacos.
That's a very specific and motivated heckle.
It'd be tacos!
Are you trying to stop us from getting tacos? Like, it's already over already, so just throw us a bone here.
We paid to go to the Lakers game. We don't have money for tacos anymore. We were relying on the free tacos.
I think Rick Camp tweeted something to this effect, but man, when you think about when 5 years from now and every NBA arena has the opportunity for either kiosks in the arena or a phone app that's going to allow you with all kinds of prop bets.
Like an in-seat thing. Even.
Yeah, an in-seat thing.
Like an in-flight sort of back of the headrest video monitor that you just punch stuff in and slide your credit card through.
And you'll be able to gamble on the outcome of a given quarter, gamble on a prop for a given player, the number of things on which you'll be able to wager. When you're talking about a free taco, if somebody's got $1,000 on the line?
Well, I think it was two free tacos.
Oh, pardon me.
And it was Jack in the Box tacos. So that steps up. Come on, you know what that's like.
Yeah, but two isn't enough.
No, it's not. But that's the hook, right? The first two are free, and then you buy the rest of the box, and you've got yourself.
But they don't really cost anything.
No, they don't.
They're so good.
Boxes and boxes.
And they're
of tacos.
Deep fried. It's not just like a shell that they put the stuff in. The stuff is in there, and they deep fry
That's
it,
right.
And then it opens, and then after it comes out of the deep fryer and opens, then they put the lettuce and the tomato in there, whatever you want, and some cheese, and then you put the Jack in the Box hot sauce on there.
Just delicious. Absolutely delicious.
I believe the Chicago term for that would be a super taco. That if you're talking about like Chicago Northwest Side joints.
I was unaware of that.
Yeah, they used to.
I thought I had to migrate. I thought I'd go on special trips for those kind of tacos.
No, you can get old school like deep fried style tacos. The Chicago term for that would be the super taco, my friend.
And they come in 12.
Yeah, they're so damn good. This show makes me so hungry and I can't figure out why.
It's 9:35.
You're welcome.
Is it exposure to the I'm Fat podcast? Is this what it being around you guys?
It's our gravity.
Is there literal gravity that just makes me hungry every time I do this show? Now, how seriously are you taking these departures and the complete overhaul of the Bears coaching staff?
I'm doing my best.
I think it's a big deal.
I think it is. I'm doing my best, though, to keep it at a level keel, right? To understand that, the coaches leaving is a bad thing, and you've lost five so far on the defensive side of the ball. Consistency matters, especially on defense, where things can be so inconsistent anyway from year to year in the NFL. They were so healthy. They were so good. They had so many takeaways, rather. But, you know, everything I've read about Chuck Pagano leads you to believe that this guy has the reputation, the history in the league to bring in coaches that fit his scheme and fit those players.
Yeah, I'm not saying I don't trust him. I just think turnover in and of itself is something that is going to take some adjustment, even for any number of these great players on this defense.
We fear change. You don't want change. You're trying to mitigate the change. But still, you've got 52 and 58 and 9-0 and 9-5 and 9-6. I mean, all those numbers are going to be there and work in the same way. And it sounds like Jay Rogers, we'll see, but the defensive line coach for the Bears, who was You know, that was an impactful unit from front to back that had helped everybody out. He may still be around. Pagano himself is a defensive backs coach. That's the guy you lost in Ed Donatelle to the Denver Broncos. He's going to be the defensive coordinator by name only.
It's just different voices. A lot, you have a lot of rooms, a lot of these positional rooms. This is where you live your life. This is where the work gets done, is in the positional room. They come together for the team film sessions and all that. But as much as we like to picture the big auditorium, you've seen Hard Knocks. You know where they spend their time.
Yeah.
It's that position coach. It's that voice.
With the overhead projector and the tiny, tiny seats for massive, massive guys. I don't know why they haven't gotten larger seats, or at least for the Cleveland Browns. I think, though, remember what we were talking about about the evolution of a guy like Roquan Smith, his first year in the league, like what it takes to get to a certain comfortability in a defense. He was mentioning that for a while there, as the system really kind of solidified itself for the Bears while he was playing, that players were finishing Bob Babich's sentences, or they were themselves kind of analyzing what was needed to get done against a certain offense. You hope that that kind of connectivity between players and scheme holds from one year to the next, right? This ability to speak with the language, this ability to diagnose what needs to go on. I would imagine that the reason Chuck Pagano becomes such a viable replacement for Vic Fangio in Matt Nagy's eyes is because, like Nagy, Pagano's a guy who's going to take input from players in terms of what they're able to do, what they think they can get done here. That's kind of been the reputation of Pagano all the way up to his hires a day or two ago.
Yeah, here's what we call this. Here's how we've done it. Here's how we've succeeded with it. I'm not sure how Pagano's saying, nope, this is how I run things. We're now calling it this. And when you see this under Vic, maybe you did this, but now you're going to read this key, and I want you over here. So I don't know. We won't know. They don't know.
No, of course not. And they'll probably tweak things as camp goes on or as OTAs happen. They'll probably tweak their approach.
It's just in volume. I'm looking at this thing just in the total number of new faces, new voices, and new thoughts in the building. You're taking one of the best defenses in football and asking for it to start hearing a lot of different things.
Are Bears fans more confident that it's going to be a transition a lot like it was 30-some years ago, from one coordinator to another and still existing at the upper echelons of production? Or are you more fearful that it's a slip from where the Jaguars were last season to where they were, well, where they were at 17 and where they found themselves in 18?
I think there could be some slippage just because so many guys may have overperformed this year. But Khalil Mack is still there. I keep getting nobody's taking Khalil Mack away.
There was a shattering of the locker room in Jacksonville, and that all had to do, well, a lot of it had to do with ego. A lot of it had to do with lack of performance. A lot of it had to do, I think, probably with an offseason. You know, we talked with Lance about this too. You forget how hard you worked to get to where you were. That's just a natural human occurrence. The Bears have an early exit that they're going to hold on their shoulder for so, so long. I mean, that's just going to sit there all offseason, that 16-15 loss to the Eagles.
Okay.
I mean, you have to count on that, don't you? Don't you feed that too? If you're, whether you're Chuck Pagano or whether you're Matt Nagy or Ryan Pace or whatever coach comes in to replace Ed Donatelle,
feed that? It's the very first story we're going to read when the players arrive in Bourbonnais, and maybe even in mini camps. But when they get to Bourbonnais and they got their flat screen TVs and their video game consoles and their pillows and toilet paper and they're moving in, that's all anybody's going to be talking about is that to get that taste out of our mouths and try to get that's it's automatic. It's already baked in. Speaking of which, the texters around me here saying a super taco is on a pita? I've never heard of a taco on a pita before.
Well, if it's a taco, has to be a tortilla.
Yeah, this is that. But is that the Chicago thing, this super taco is made with pita bread. Okay, that
sounds more like a chalupa.
Yeah, that's new to me. I didn't know anything about that. And a lot of people saying if you have a Burger King that has tacos, that's as close as you're going to get around here to the Jack in the Box deep fried taco.
No, I was unaware of that. Okay, well, I didn't think I could find tacos.
We
there.
Are doing a public service. When we come back, we've got some sound for you. Robbie Gould, who has become sort of a talisman. He's not just a human being. He's not just a kicker. He's sort of a symbol of a better life.
It's what we could all achieve.
And he talked about a possible return to Chicago.
We'll have that for you next on The Score.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
We understand we need to get better there. We need more production out of that position. And, I, you know, Matt talks about it all the time. There's so much parity in our league, so many close games. The kicker position is critical. So we know we need to get better there, and it'll be an area of focus.
Well, how are you going to get better? Are you going to sign a veteran free agent? Are you going to draft somebody? Are you going to find somebody off the covered wagon that goes from town to town selling you potions and tinctures and cure-alls and kickers and sen-sen? Whatever you want to do, Ryan Pace, the one possibility would be a former Bear who has become this outsized symbol, a symbol of something, a symbol of what is better, or what we remember being great. We kind of don't remember how he was before they got rid of him, which was not all that good.
Had two good seasons.
And then he has had two good seasons, and he was on Earl Bennett's podcast.
Yes.
Talking about his potential immediate future.
Let's say the Bears come calling. Hey, Robbie, we sorry, man. We are so sorry. Biggest mistake ever in organization history. We need you back, man. Look, what are we doing?
Again, another hypothetical. I can't pick up any phone calls from anybody. I hate to handle it all, you know. Yeah. Here's what I'll say. I love Chicago. I live here. I still live here. You know, and whether you go to the grocery store or whether you go to a restaurant, like that's
yeah.
Question everyone's asking me, and I get it, right? Mm-hmm. I understand it, but you know, Cody's their kicker right now,
right?
And he's the guy on the roster. He's the guy that I think can rebound and have a great season and do some big things for the Bears down the road. And for me, Chicago will always be home. Yeah. I love the Bear fans. I love the city. I'll always be a Bear, no matter what team I'm on or where I'm going or whatever happens. One day I'll probably retire a Bear.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's one of those things that free agency, just like, you know, is much out of your control. You know, like we talked about earlier. So there's a lot that goes into it, and time will tell, like I said, where it's going to be. And my agent will always pick up the phone, and he's dialed into that, and we'll make that decision whenever that time comes.
Basically, feel free to offer me the most money.
Yeah, I'd be happy to come kick again, please God.
Sure, I'd be happy to, if it also means they would pay me the most money to do so.
Well, I mean, he comes with about a $2 million cap hit last season. I mean, the money's going to factor into this. It looks like the Bears will have about $20 million. There's moves you can make around the edges. There's some aggressive moves you can make. We talked about it with Dan Pompey yesterday. You can cut Kyle Long and save yourself about $3 million bucks if you feel like it. You can cut Deion Sims and save yourself about $6 million. You're going to release Cody Parkey. At least that's what it seems like. That's going to cost you a little over $1 million.
So when all is said and done with the spread hit?
That's what it looks like. I'm just kind of screwing around on SpotTrack, which is kind of where I like to mess around with cap numbers and stuff like that. But yeah, that's what it seems like. You can get to yourself to about $30 million in cap space, but that's not... You'd still have to go sign a replacement for your box safety in Adrian Amos, right?
Easy.
You got to find yourself a nickel cornerback.
Box safety is a first baseman.
Sure. Yeah, you could do it. Still have to pay him. You've got to find yourself another running back. And if you want to go low cost and you're drafting someone third or fourth round, something like that, that's easy. That's cost controllable. But then your draft assets are kind of shrunk from the Khalil Mack trade, which is fine. You want Khalil Mack. You've got a couple other pieces that you need to go find.
Let me make sure of that. Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
check
I do.
That.
Yes,
cross I want T, him. Mm-hmm. Not the lowercase J. Mm-hmm. You got a tackle that you've got to go get, Bobby Massey, right? A free agent there.
They really like it. Hub keeps mentioning Rashad Coward.
Yeah, they kept him on the practice squad all season long. No, I'm sorry, not practice squad. They kept
roster.
Him on the active roster all season long.
He's been a developmental player, and I don't know if this is the next Teo Fabaluje, because there always seems to be like
Teo didn't go from defensive side of the ball to offensive
correct.
Side.
Correct. The Big Cat Williams comp is the one in there. But he keeps – I don't know what they really think about Rashad Coward, but apparently they like him enough.
Well, holding a roster spot means something. And it'll be interesting to see if you think – because for the money, Bobby Massey spent – what did he come with, a $6 million cap hit, something like that last season? That's been pretty decent production. You know how much it costs to pay a top-tier tackle like that? I mean, even though, and we were talking about it during transition, the interior of the line has been kind of more sought after by Pace and those on the tree that Pace came from, those tackles still cost a lot around the league.
I'm laughing because I have to do this before, where I know we're going to turn to baseball a little bit after the top of the hour leading up to Ian Happ joining us. But can I read you what maybe the worst text ever sent?
Feel free.
Okay. While we're talking football. It's so perfect. This is great. I'll read you the text in its entirety.
Are you actually going to get to it at some point, or are you just going to keep laughing?
It's so good. A heads up! Exclamation point. Longtime Chicago Bear lineman Bob Kuchenberg passed over the weekend.
Not Bob.
He played for the Bears in the 60s with Gale Sayers and Dick Butkus. Okay, first of all, that's wrong. Bob Kuchenberg did die, but he never played for the Bears, ever. He was like a 14-year Miami Dolphin stalwart.
Perfect.
Okay?
He played for the Chicago Owls.
And, well, he was a...
Hell of a career.
He was drafted by the Eagles, I believe. But okay. He said he played... Kuchenberg misspelled, Gale of Gale Sayers misspelled, and Butkus misspelled. This is the perfect score text. Longtime Chicago Bear, played for the Bears in the 60s. And first of all, he didn't play in the 60s.
When did he play?
In the 70s.
Perfect.
I think 1970, I want to say, was his first full NFL season. But I mean, that is just awesome. Thank you for that.
Yeah, that's really a lift to the morning.
Thank you, whoever you are. We're looking at the current hot stove situation, and I heard Matt Gelb from The Athletic,
yes,
Philadelphia, coming in. Does anybody know anything?
I think some people know some things, and we're going to get to Ian Happ at 10:20, Chicago Cub outfielder, but there have been a couple of fixes kind of offered for the offseason of our discontent, for the winners that do nothing anymore, and I don't know that there's a way to fix it. Given what baseball teams have been doing to free agencies, there's a couple of ideas out there. I want to see what you think about how or if this offseason, the way baseball signs its players, needs to be fixed up for you. Give yourself a little bit more entertainment. We'll do that next. Bernstein McKnight, 670 The Score.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.